My home is my castle. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. My home is my castle. Now, what does that really mean? Does that mean that our home is our place where our kingdom is? Does it mean that our home is a place where we can do anything we want? Does it mean that our home is the place where we can go and be mean or be loving or be hateful and be joyful? Is that what my home is my castle means? Well, let's look at it very carefully. If I have a pure glass of water, and I want that water to remain pure, it's up to me to make sure that I keep all impurities away from that glass of water. It's up to me to make sure that I keep that glass of water as beautiful as possible. It's not that I don't use the glass of water and drink it and refresh it with pure water, but it's that I maintain that pure glass of water at all times. So if my home is my castle, and my castle is where everything good and beautiful and wonderful abides, then it's up to me to make sure that in my castle, I keep only the highest, the best, the finest, the most beautiful thoughts, the most beautiful people, the most beautiful circumstances, the most beautiful clothing, the most beautiful furniture, the most beautiful rooms, the most beautiful vision out of the windows, the most beautiful lawn and garden, the most beautiful surroundings and the most beautiful neighborhood, the most beautiful community, the most beautiful nation, state, area, whatever it is I have, it's up to me to be fully in charge. Now, am I fully in charge? Am I fully in charge of my world? Am I fully in charge of my glass of water? My home is my castle. You see, every time we come home to our castle, and we bring a negative thought into our castle, we are defaming our castle. We are throwing mud at the walls of our castle. And every time we do not keep our castle in good trim, we do not take care of our bodies, we do not take care of the rooms in our castle, the walls, the garden, then people look at our castle and they say, oh, that's just a dumpy place. It doesn't really matter what one does there. Have you ever noticed that when there is a vacant lot and that vacant lot is not tended, people have a tendency to dump trash there? They want to get rid of the trash from their own property and put it somewhere else. And that's the most convenient local place to do it. We have to be careful that our castle is not a place that looks like where someone can dump trash. We have to be very careful that at all times our home sparkles love and joy. We know of a lot of people, having read in the Reader's Digest and other magazines, where some one individual will begin to clean up his own yard. And then he'll sort of stretch out along the walkway between the street and the sidewalk, going up and down his block. And he'll take his lawnmower and run it up and down there. He'll pick up the bits of trash, the pieces of paper that are there, and he'll do it in the quietness of the day where no one's really paying any attention to him. And everybody who comes out and sees how nice that looks, they say, that's kind of nice. And then they feel inclined to do theirs, because theirs accompanies this beautiful, clean area where someone cared and picked up the trash. Well, now, trash can be physical things, and it can be mental things. When we allow to come into our home the idea, I can't do this, the idea, I am sick, the idea that I am not a happy person, all of those things are trash. All of those things are things that we would certainly not want in our life. If our home is our castle, and our castle is the very finest very finest home that we could ever have, the very finest building, the very finest grounds, everything else, then that is what it is. I can hear a complaint right now. It says, but I live in an apartment, and I live on the third floor, and there are dozens of other apartments there, and people drop, you know, chewing gum wrappers and paper from candy and things like that on the floor, thinking surely that's no big deal. But that's okay. You don't let that bother you. Wherever you see trash, you just pick it up and throw it away. You don't complain because other people are not taking care of the world in which you live. You just take a moment and put the trash into a container and take it away. You don't make a big fuss, oh, I'm not the janitor here, I'm not paid to do these things. No, but that is your world. And the same goes for negative thoughts. When someone comes along and says, oh, what a crummy day, and you say, hey, I didn't notice that. I saw the blue, beautiful blue sky, I saw the clouds, I saw the rain coming down, rinsing all the trees, making them all fresh and beautiful. Hey, I saw good. Yeah, you and your good all the time. And you know they love to have you around. They love to have you around because you're thinking good, you're being good, you're doing good. It just takes a little effort on our part to make our world the castle that we live in. Today, you and I can take that little moment that we pick up the little piece of trash that doesn't belong there, that we straighten out the thought that might be a negative thought, and we turn it around to be a positive thought. And we begin to love everyone in our world. And instead of judging our neighbors and our fellow man, we merely say, hey, this is a wonderful world. There's a piece of trash there. I'm going to pick that up. There's a bad thought there. I'm going to change that to a good thought. And just go and live as though you are the king and the queen, the prince and the princess in your castle. And it really doesn't matter what other people do. It only matters what you and I do. This is a worldwide healing ministry in Campo, California. You may call toll-free 1-888-463-8654, and a practitioner will greet you on the phone, and you will be able to say, hey, I am whole and perfect. I live in a beautiful home. I live in a beautiful world. Will you join me in that thought? And the practitioner will say, wow, are you a magic person? I sure will. And the practitioner speaks their word for your wholeness, your perfection, your right action, your truth, your goodness. And then you go about your life enjoying just those very things. Call 1-888-463-8654 and watch the magic of reiteration of who you are take place in your life. Have a great and wonderful day, and know that I love you very much.